I saw this story, and this has to do with an incident at Chase Lake Elementary School last Friday, where a couple of kids were recently suspended for having Nerf guns at school. The school has a zero-tolerance policy on toy guns, but one of the teachers apparently told the kids it was okay to bring them to campus and play Nerf guns. A sixth-grade boy brought a number of the guns, which shoot small foam projectiles. You know what a Nerf gun is. Kids were going to shoot the guns 100 times to see what happened. The project was approved by the teacher, but you know, it's a 12-year-old. You know what 12-year-olds do. So the 12-year-olds decided they're going to try it out before they actually did this experiment. So they started testing how far they could shoot. Now, a couple of kids that didn't actually take guns but actually participated in the process were suspended for a day. And these kids, because of the suspension, now they can't serve on the student council if they wanted to, and they couldn't take apparently some type of a high school algebra class. It's permanently on their record. One of the kids had straight A's, received the same punishment. And I will tell you that for having the Nerf guns, after a teacher told him to bring them to school as part of an experiment, then playing with them, it's a little stiff. It's a little stiff. These are Nerf guns. Anybody ever get hurt with a Nerf gun? And I know we're paranoid about guns, but folks, guns are like part of life. These kids, if they're in the sixth grade, they're reading books about soldiers, they're reading books about cowboys, they're reading books about people that use guns as part of their everyday lives. I mean, guns are innate and immoral. There's no morality to a gun. The morality is in the heart of the person using the gun, right? That's why he's a Nerf gun, not a real gun, because you don't really want to kill anybody. You want to play.
I'm going to play the other side here.
Okay, please.
Just for fun here.
Please.
So, schools are being really strict on their no guns, absolutely zero tolerance.
Right.
And I kind of get it. Well, you know, since I'm playing the other side.
Sure.
Why, at what point do they'd have to make all these exceptions? You know, they'd say, what is their rule going to say? So it's easier for them to just say no guns, any way, shape, form, size,
and you know
whatever,
why this is.
Zero.
It's because sooner or later somebody's going to bring a super soaker or a squirt gun to school, and that's
so
going to cause
say?
Chaos.
Something a quarter size and smaller.
You ruined my
fine.
Homework.
Or, you know, what are they supposed to do?
How did I ever get out of school? You know, when I went to school, yeah, here I go, another old man, when I went to school story. We had kids bring their hunting rifles and their pickup trucks as they go hunting after school or before school.
I was going to say, it was show and tell.
Well,
and
yeah. you probably also walked to school in, you know, your snow.
I did, actually. I walked from 407
8
West Howe to Queen Anne High
both
School.
Both ways.
That's right, I did. No, you know those big stairs, top of Queen Anne, those three flights
sure,
of stairs?
Yeah.
Okay, I walked those every day. Because that was Queen Anne High up on top, and I lived below them down on West Howe Street. So, yeah, I did walk that. But I just think there's something called common sense. And, Brittany, you said the right word. The easy thing to do is just to ban everything.
So what do you suggest they do instead? Do they write, use common sense in their rule book?
I mean,
what do they write instead? Instead of saying zero tolerance, what are they supposed to do?
You trust a teacher's discernment to teach your children. So should you trust a teacher's discernment to apply the rules? And what I would do, very simply, I'd say, you know, no, obviously no real guns. Nerf gun's not a real gun. No real guns, no ammunition brought on campus without certain punishment. But and maybe a super soaker in the certain months when it's warm enough to play with them.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
then you have some teachers that will allow certain things and then some
sure.
teachers that won't.
And
this, then the kids will say, yeah, but Mrs. So-and-so
sure.
lets her class do this.
And I would
That's
say, but
fair.
I'm Mr. So-and-so in this class. These are my rules. And you develop a pattern of knowing which teachers have good rules, which don't. They see what works. Maybe the kids that bring Nerf guns have lower blood pressure. Maybe they don't get agitated as much, and maybe they do better on their homework. And so
I think what they need to
Nerf
do
gun.
Is just incorporate the Nerf gun into the PE curriculum, and then we'll have the kids running around chasing each other, and they won't have to resort to sitting around playing video games
after
school.
Do they still do PE?
That's a fine question. I don't know.
I mean, here's my question. Worried about childhood obesity.
Would hope to shout they do.
And we're worried about, you know, the NFL has this, and we'll talk about the NFL in a minute, but the NFL has this, you know, 60 minutes, play 60.
Go out and be active for 60 minutes
well,
a day.
Well, we used to do that in school all the time. It's called gym, PE, recess. Yeah.
You know what they don't do anymore, though? I met someone around Christmas time, and she was a PE teacher in Seattle, so I know at least one of the schools still has it. And she said they aren't allowed to play, they don't play dodgeball, for instance, anymore, because they don't want them playing things that, you know, they're throwing things at each other, so it's the wrong kind of game. So you would think,
and tag
then they're not going to be playing.
Has
shooting
kind
Nerf
of been
guns
outlawed
at
right,
well, what about
every
baseball?
Elementary school.
You throw things at people.
It's
baseball.
Teaching aggression is what she said.
Dodgeball teaches aggression.
Yeah. That's what
no,
she said.
Dodgeball teaches you to move really quick or you get hurt. I mean, that's not aggression. That's learn how to move before you get
Locking
hurt.
Blocking skills.
Self-defense.
Self-defense. I mean, aggression. You don't learn aggression. People are aggressive naturally. I mean, I hate to tell you, but there are people that are naturally aggressive, people that aren't naturally and who aren't, and people who are. And you need people. You need good people who are naturally aggressive to protect you from the bad people who are aggressive, if that makes sense. This whole idea, I mean, are we growing a nation of wimps? Who's going to defend the country? Who's going to be in the cockpits of our jet fighters? Who's going to be having their finger on the button on the missiles? Who's going to be out in the field killing terrorists if we don't teach this stuff? Nerf guns. I just, to ruin some kid's career because of a Nerf gun. I understand your dilemma, Brittany. I understand. How do you draw the rules? But you know what? We trust our teachers.
You know, they went so far as, this was my favorite part of the story. I saw it when it was on the news last night, and Tracy Vetter on Como 4.
Yep.
So she's holding an example of the Nerf gun, and she says a sidebar and says, just so you know, it's okay that I'm holding this right now because the school asked me to step over here on this part of the sidewalk. So that way she wasn't
even off the property.
So she was on campus, with this gun. That's how far they were going to say, no guns on our campus.
Wow, no guns. A Nerf gun, I hate to tell you, a Nerf gun is not really a gun, okay? A Nerf gun is a gun in the same way that a Dick's Burger is a T-bone steak. I mean, it just there's no comparison here. It's not really a gun. Yeah, it shoots a projectile, but it couldn't hurt a fly. Anyway, the world, it's falling apart. John Carlson will be back tomorrow, and he needs your help on a project that he's climbing Mount Olympus August 10th to the 14th to raise money for the Fred Hutchinson Research Center for research for a cure to breast cancer. Nearly 40,000 women a year die of breast cancer. It's one woman every 12 minutes in this country dies of breast cancer. But John and KBI want to change those numbers. So he's got the Climb to Fight Breast Cancer. He needs your help. He's got a goal he needs to reach. You want to go to KBI.com for more information. Donate to help John find a cure. Help John raise the money to help find a cure. John will be gone August 10th to 14th, climbing Mount Olympus. Go to KBI.com and learn how you can help. It's 8:47. We'll be right back here on KBI.
It's okay to be right. No, really. Talk Radio 570 KBI.
These are the type of Nerf guns we're talking about. They're brightly colored, as you can see, and they fire these little foam projectiles. What has parents so upset is, if a teacher okayed bringing these to school, why are their kids being punished?
Do I think they should be able to bring these to recess? No, but common sense dictates that this is a toy.
It's a toy, okay? A toy! Toys shouldn't be covered by gun bans. Sorry. We got a couple callers. We'll take them quickly. Lorraine, Maple Valley, welcome to KVI.
Well, good morning, Kirby.
Good morning.
I got to tell you, this is, you know, things have just gotten out of hand. Absolutely ridiculous what they've done to these kids, especially, oh my gosh, they can't serve on anything, they can't do anything now. And I'll tell you, people just need to come to my church because we just made marshmallow guns on Friday night and had marshmallow gun fight.
Oh no, because that makes a mess. And you can't shoot things at people.
Well, you know.
You didn't really, did you? I mean, you didn't really shoot marshmallows at people, did you?
Yes, I did. My son kept hitting me, and so I shot back at him.
You're teaching him to be a violent monster.
I know, Kirby, but what can I say? And you know what? At his school, I believe they still play dodgeball. I know they play wall ball. So,
are we going to see potato guns next?
Potato guns. Oh, you should talk to my brother about potato guns.
That's the next step up, you know, from marshmallow guns and Nerf guns.
I don't think we'll be doing that at church, but it's an idea.
Well, you know, they're actually a lot of fun to play with. I've played with them. A lot of fun to play with.
And by the way, that was Ladies' Craft Night.
Ladies' Craft Night.
Yes.
Ladies' Craft Night, crafting marshmallow guns.
Yes, yes. We invited the whole church that night, but yes, it was Ladies' Craft Night.
Violent women, too. Goodness gracious, this country's going
apart. Well, Kirby, you know me. I mean, really.
Yes, I know. I know you're violent and monstrous, and teaching your kids to do those things, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Thanks, Lorraine. Have
Thanks,
a good day. Marshmallow guns. Howard Burian, welcome to KBI.
Hey, good morning, Kirby. Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
These schools are out of control, and they're a little hypocritical, and I'll tell you how. I live behind a school in Briar, and they use starter pistols at the track meet.
Oh, no. Seriously.
That's the difference.
A starter pistol.
Pistols at track meet.
I mean, you
sounds
can just
like
clap your hands.
Well, sounds like a gun on school property, used by a school official, no less.
But is he trained? Does he have a permit?
I have no idea. I just know it's a gun on school property.
I mean, this is. I mean, they could use lights. They could use clapping of hands. They could.
Well, this is a real gun. It uses real blanks. It's a real starter pistol.
Wow, I gotta tell you. That school, obviously, it's not a very politically correct school. They don't understand the connection, do they?
No.
No.
Do as we say, not as we do. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. Wow. A starter pistol. See what happens? You start with Nerf guns. You get a marshmallow guns. Then potato guns. Then it's a starter pistol. And pretty soon you're going to have wild people going out and killing hundreds, massacring people and slaughtering people at weddings and movie theaters and... See what you start with. How horrible. What can I say?
BS squared.
That's right. BS squared. That's about it. We can, by the way, say we lost a great football player yesterday. For those of you who are involved in football, Deacon Jones, who played for Los Angeles Rams most prominently and kind of specialized the sack, became a sack specialist. And this was before they started keeping track of this as a statistic, as I remember.
Well, my understanding is that he's the guy that came up with the term.
Yeah, and he
said he would sack the quarterback.
He got an award for it, actually, before, back in like 68, 69. I heard him on ESPN once talk about this, before they actually kept this as a statistic. He got an award for how many times he got through the quarterback.
Precisely. There you go. Before it was even regularly counted.
Because it didn't used to be a regular statistic. They used to, I don't know what they counted him as, but yeah, Deacon Jones, and he apparently, he was a media guy. Did he do a Brady Bunch, you said?
I don't remember him from his playing days. I was born in 1969, but I vividly remember him on a Brady Bunch episode.
On a Brady Bunch episode, yeah.
And Peter Brady was getting taunted by other kids he's playing football with because he was in the Glee Club, and they called him a canary, and he's a singer and all that stuff. And so
Deacon
says, hey, I sing with some of my teammates on the Rams team. This is when the Rams were still in L.A.
Right.
So Deacon Jones brightens Peter Brady's day is what happens.
Died at the age of 74. Hey, everybody. Thank you all so much. I want to thank Marina and Brittany and Phil for making this really, really easy. And I'll be back next time. John's sick. John's back in tomorrow. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Are you serious?
I am serious. Adios.